I feel like you're about to be on a roll.
Huh?
I feel like you're about to be on a roll.
Yeah, so check this out. I've been doing like this self-actualization journey for probably 17 years, 15 years, something like that. But I was in a pretty bad place in my life, right? I was drinking every single day, like every single day, like literally drunk every day. And I was doing a bunch of drugs, smoking weed all the time, popping pills, painkillers, Valiums, you know, all kinds of shit. But I knew that my life was going to be something more, right? And I've known this my whole entire life, even since I was in elementary school. I would be looking around at the other kids, and I'm like, man, I wish everybody in here knew what I was going to become in my life. Like, I literally thought that as like like a third grade kid. And I never felt like I was better than anybody else, right? Even though I had this in my mind, like something amazing was going to happen in my life. It's something that I was always so very sure of. So I used to do construction, right? I used to do general contracting when I was a kid, like all through my late teens with my dad's company, and into my all through my 20s and even into my 30s, I was a general contractor. And I was working in these big giant like multi-million dollar homes. And I remember always thinking, like, as I'm putting in tile, building these showers, I'm killing myself, right? For like 2, 3 grand a week, a grand a week sometimes. And like giving it 100 hours a week, giving it everything I had, working on through my 20s, I worked 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. I didn't go to church, I didn't do anything all through my 20s, like for 10 years straight. I just worked, drank, partied, hung out with a bunch of women, just crazy shit all the time, never gave it a rest. And my 20s are kind of blurry now, right? Because of everything that I went through, everything that I did. But when I'm working in these big multi-million dollar houses and these mansions, I'm like, man, when I build my mansion, when I build my big giant house, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to have mine's going to look like this. I definitely don't want that. But in my mind, I'm already planning, building my own massive castle, right? And think about it, right? Like a kid in his 20s, drunk, construction worker, tile setter, building these big intricate marble showers. I mean, doing amazing work, right? So I'm like super, super craftsman. Like everything's coming out beautiful. I feel like I'm one of the best like remodeling guys that ever lived. I just really, really always cared about what I did. And it was like I was more of an artist more than a construction worker. But the point of all that is I'm saying is that, when I'm working in these big giant houses, it never dawned on me, even as a kid that was like a wreck, that I wasn't going to be able to have these things for myself. Right. So again, like this is a pattern in my life is that I always knew that I was destined for something greater. And working in these houses, I'm like, when I build my house, I'm going to have this and I'm going to do mine this way and I'm going to put the pool over here. And like, all, I already assumed that. Like, there was nothing in my mind that said that this is not going to work out for me or, hopefully someday my life looks like this. Like, I was literally already like planning I have like all the designs in my head, everything. How I want the roof, the pitch, the shape, the colors, everything's already in my mind. Like, I already know how I'm going to build this big giant house. But I think what leads a person there is the ability first to imagine and to know that you're going to end up there, right? Also, without caring or applying the timelines, because I think suffering comes from desire matched up with uncertainty, right? So that's where suffering comes up from. You desire something, and then you also have the uncertainty if you're going to be able to get it or not, right? And that could be like a romantic relationship, it could be a friendship, it could be a job. It could be a status. It could be a project, right? Even us in this room, like trying to get sales or trying to get a new contract on a new property. Any sort of desire that you have, I think desire is a good thing, right? Because you can desire to be a better person. You can desire to be closer to God. I think that's a good thing. But when you mix and match that with the uncertainty, that's what causes suffering. That causes depression. It causes anxiety. So that all the suffering you feel is your desires matched up with uncertainty, like not knowing what the timeline is. So if you can train your mind and you can train your body to have those desires and also start to let go of the timeline, like who cares when it really happens? Doesn't matter if it happens today, next month, next week, next year, but the certainty you feel in your mind and in your body that it's absolutely going to happen, I think that's when you can start to move into this flow state. And this is all biblical, right? So I'm not talking about magic. I'm not talking about manifesting anything, right? So God says, like, he'll give you the desires of your heart, right? And then also let go and let God. I'm sure everybody's heard that before. And now it's just like a cliche saying that nobody even pays attention to what it means. But what does it mean? This is why I encourage you guys to pray and meditate all the time. If you're not praying and meditating twice a day, you're always going to struggle at everything in your relationships, financially, everything, 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 everything. So that's why we have the Ten Commandments for our group. And it's the last one because I think it's the most, what do you call that when it's not like practical knowledge or advice? Like you can't read it in a textbook. Like it's more abstract, right?
An inspired fact.
There you go. Yeah. This comes from somewhere else, right? You can't really open a book and find it. But number 10 is that the meditation and the prayer part that's required for our group. you really have to train your body, train your mind to let go and let God. And that removes the uncertainty, because if you know for a fact that you're collaborating with God, like, it has to happen. It absolutely has to happen. There's no way it's not going to happen, right? Because you're like, hey, God has my back. And I really do believe that. I really do that. I'm doing the Lord's work right now, because there's very, very little that I desire for myself. Daniel knows this. We've had this conversation a million times. There's nothing that I could purchase right now that would make me happier, more fulfilled, put me in a better mood. You know, there's nothing that I could buy that would enhance my the way that I feel about myself and my life and the way things are going, because I really do feel like God has my back. Like, all the money that's about to come in, I don't even want it. I don't even need it. There's nothing that I'm intending to buy, nothing that I plan to purchase that's going to be amazing, like a yacht or a boat or a helicopter. And all that stuff's coming, right? Because I'm gonna need all the tax write-offs, but that has zero to do with my self-fulfillment. But when you pray and you meditate, you just trust that God's going to bring the things and the people into your life. And if you have that certainty, right, and you have that belief in your heart, then what's going to stop it from coming? What could possibly stop it from coming, right? If you say, hey, God's going to deliver it, I know it, I feel it, I pray about it, he already told me yes, then what force on earth, right, can happen that could make you not reach that point of desire or you know, that goal that you're seeking? So that's why it's like, if you don't have that commune that with the Spirit, with God, higher power, whatever name tag you want to put on it, if you're not communicating with God on a regular basis, how can you follow that guidance? And how can you follow that North Star? And how can you get there if you're not ever talking, right, to the Creator and saying, hey, you know, here's what I intend to do and here's how I want to get it done. Can you help me? Is this your plan? I was struggling financially, you know, and it's with construction, it's always up and down. Even in land, it's been up and down a lot. But I was at a point in my life where it was pretty low. I was doing construction. This is probably like 8 years ago. And I finally just said to God, I was like, man, you know what? I'm going to do whatever you want me to do. Like, literally, I'm tired. I'm burned out. Business has gotten the best of me. Like, I'm just spiritually, physically, emotionally just drained. I'm just done. So the most thing that I started praying, the biggest prayer that I had every day was telling God, you lead the way. Like, literally let go and let God as a prayer every day, all day, every day, all day. Like, I'd meditate for hours. Like, I was tripping. I was going through some stuff. I was I did like 23 days of a juice fast, 21 days of a juice fast, 7 days of a water fast, a bunch of times, 3 days regularly. I got down like 167 pounds. You know what I mean? So like, I'm like frail. My dad was kind of afraid. He thought I was going to die or something, because he's like, man, you're getting too skinny. But I was just really having this profound spiritual experience. And I'm just telling God, like, hey, take it all away. I'll be broke. I'll live in a hut and I'll be doing missionary work in Mexico or something. If that's what your desire is for me, I don't even want the money no more. Like, I'm just tired of chasing it. And when I went into that like prayer for just months on end, that's when my business started to take off like a rocket. That's when things started to go really, really good for me. And all the people showed up, all the connections showed up, the knowledge showed up, like everything just started falling into place when I stopped worrying and wondering like what was going to happen and if I was going to be able to hit those goals. And I know that's scary, right? To think about that. If you have bills right now, if you're stressed about financially stressed, you're like, dang, something has to happen. You know, I can't let go and let God right now because I really need this money. But that's like, that's the opposite, right, of what you want to do. Because again, if you're still having that desire mixed with that uncertainty, that's where the suffering is going to come from. And what's happening is you have a perpetual state of suffering like that because you're worried and you're stressed about where everything's going to come from. Exactly what's holding you back in your life. That's exactly what's holding you back from connecting with buyers and sellers and capital and everything else in your life. You're in this room, right? If this audio is hitting your ears, you're already in the right place. You're already around the people that are doing very, very high level things. So now it's like kind of that, again, it's like a feeling. How could you have that feeling of worry and stress inside of your body and then bam, lock up a deal where you're going to make $1 million in cash? You know, how logical is that if you just think about it? Just think about it, that you're worried, sick, your stomach hurts. You're like, damn, where am I going to get the money from? How are you going to go from that feeling walking into a room where you're signing a contract where you're going to have $1 million coming in, right? You at least have to start with the feeling and the belief that I know what's going to happen, and not because I'm going to manifest it. It's not of myself, but I know God already told me he's going to give it. We're going to do this as a team. It's going to happen, right? And when you start to have that certainty, that's when you can walk into a room with a seller or you're on the phone with a seller or a buyer. And there's now it's not really too much of a game of you trying to close them or sell them or anything. It's those divine connections that start to happen when you're like, hey, I can't believe this just happened today. And then you'll notice it happens the next day again. And then it happens next week. And you're like, okay, wait a minute. I'm on some kind of roll right here. You're in a flow state, but it's you training your body and it's training your nervous system to stay in this this state as much as possible. And you're always going to come out of it, right? You're never going to perpetually be in a flow state and never come out of it. Professional athletes come out, actors come out, everybody comes out of it. But the idea goes, I want to stay in this flow state as much as possible. So saying like, oh, just keep a positive mindset, you know, that's not going to work. Reading a book, that's not going to work. It's training your nervous system to stay in this state for a very long time. And the only way I know how to do it is through prayer and meditation. That's it. I call it being in a neutral state, right? So think about this. Think about a vehicle, right? Driving. And think about the timeline of your life. Like you have the forward motion and a backward motion, right? So if you go in reverse, your mind's in the past. If you're in the past, that's where you have depression because you're longing and lingering about things that have happened before in an old time. And so you feel sad about it because there's nothing you can do to go back and correct it, right? So you're lamenting the past and that's how you feel depression if you're thinking about the past too much. If you're always thinking about the future and the bills are coming and this is coming and this might happen and this might happen and you're stressed, you're worried about the future, that's how you become anxious and stressed because you're worried about the future too much. But the Bible talks about being in the presence of God, right? Like the power of now, like the ever presence of God. Like he's never gone. He's always there. But if you're letting your mind wander to the past or into the future, that's where suffering is. But if you're in the present moment and you're praying and you're meditating, you're in that commune with God, then you can't feel stress and you can't feel suffering and you can't feel depression because you're in the presence of the Creator, right? So training your nervous system to be there, I call it being in the neutral state. I've never heard anybody describe it like that. I say put your nervous system into a neutral state. That means that you're in the present moment and that's when you can really, really have focus. You can really make emotional strides, you know, strides in business, learning, education, even though you're not thinking about education or any of those things because you're in the moment, it all suddenly starts to come to you. And that's how everything progresses in life and business. If you can just remain calm and stay in the present moment, right, in commune with God, then everything starts to come to you. There's no effort, right? You don't have to effort to have these experiences or for things to come into your life because that's the way God designed you, right? But taking yourself out of the worry and fear, step one, right? So physically, what can we do? One, you can plant your butt on the ground, right? So and the first thing in the morning before everybody wakes up, you get up a little bit earlier than everybody else before the chaos starts. And pray and meditate for 10 to 50 minutes, right? 10 to 40 minutes every single morning. Even one day a week is better than zero. And then the same thing before you go to bed. Once everybody's getting ready for bed, heading to bed, you're hiding away somewhere. You're in a closet, you're in the bathroom, you're in the living room, on the front porch, back porch, where there's nobody's going to distract you. There's no possibility of anybody distracting you. You don't need meditation music. You don't need anything, right? You're just you and God, and that's it. Lights off, preferably, so you don't have those mental distractions and visual distractions. And that's all you really need to do. That's stage one, step one for training your nervous system to remain in that flow state and in that neutral state so that you can be open to receiving what's coming next. And then another thing you could do is the physical, right? So this is why I hate, like, keep a positive mindset. That's never going to work. You're never going to have a positive mindset without having a positive body set, right? So I like to start from the mechanical side. If you're going to work on your spiritual or emotional state, start mechanically first because it's the actual what you can actually do. Like, you could make yourself sit there and don't move for 40 minutes. You can make yourself do that. So if you can start with that first mechanical step, you put yourself into neutral. That's stage one and step one before you can ever get to a positive mindset. Number two is diet, nutrition, and exercise. What are you putting into your mouth every day? That's something that you have control over as well, right? So if you're eating processed foods and all this crap, and hey, look, I love hamburgers more than everybody. I'd eat them 7 days a week if I could, and I still eat them all the time. Me and Mike had one last week. But you don't have to eat that every single day.
We had two, actually.
Yeah, we sure did, right? And I'm all for it, you know what I mean? I love a Diet Coke or even a regular Coke with my food. And with my burger, you know, I absolutely love it. So I'm not saying you can never have that stuff again, but I'm saying if you want to make strides in your life, pay attention to what you're putting into your mouth. And sugar's not the enemy. Carbs are not the enemy. I know you hear that all the time. It's straight BS. Your body needs a certain amount of carbohydrates to do certain functions. So if once you demonize a certain type of food or food group, that's when you're going to start to struggle again because you're like, well, what do I eat? Right? Start with live whole foods. Start with lots of greens, lots of fruits, vegetables, all that kind of stuff. Make that the base of every meal, every single meal. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Even if you have a big giant hamburger with cheese and everything, try to find something. If you're at a certain restaurant, order a little side salad. Order a bowl of fruit with that. That's something that you can control, right? So that's mechanical step number two is controlling what you're putting into your mouth. I'll tell you the worst thing you could possibly eat is stuff that's like fried, like burned oil is terrible for you. right? And then burned oil with sugar, right? So like fried donuts, that kind of stuff. Any kind of burned oil, seed oils with sugar, that's where you're kind of, when you start to combine certain foods, that's kind of a recipe for disaster, because your body's trying to do two things. It's trying to clear out the fat and it's trying to clear out the sugar at the same time. So I wouldn't demonize anything. If you're going to start to fast, you don't want to do calorie restriction. Women are famous for calorie restriction when they're trying to lose weight. Hey, I'm only eating 3 salads a day. Right now you're on 800 calories a day for a month or two before you crash and gain it all back, right? So it's about consistency, time and distance. But food is the second thing that you can control. I like green juice. Like green juice, watermelon juice, those foods are alive with electricity. Like you can see the electricity coming out of the juice with like certain type of scope. I can find a link online and I'll drop it in there. It's pretty fascinating. You can see like broccoli, like it's glowing, like electricity, like the life force is shooting off of it, right? So think about eating live foods, juice when you can. You can buy a whole watermelon, stick it in a juicer and just have watermelon juice for one whole day. But live foods, that's mechanical step number two, right? And you can start there. If you only did those two things, if you only upped your prayer and meditation and you upped and started paying more attention to what you're eating and drinking, those two things right there will start to make your body feel amazing. You'll start to feel a complete change. You'll be a different person if you can do those two things consistently. And then three is the exercise, right? I don't care what kind of exercise you do. I literally do not care. As long as you're making your body huff and puff. So if you just go in and you just lift real heavy weights and you do some squats and you do some bench press, fantastic. I think you need to lift heavy things to have an amazing cardiovascular system. But I think it's more about getting your body to start huffing and puffing. You're intaking tons of oxygen and you're exhaling lots of waste product from inside of the body, right? So that's exercise. That's primary exercises. So that sounds like biking, jumping on a trampoline, fast-paced walking is amazing. I walk a lot, especially when I'm stressed or when I need to think. I'm just walking around the block like 100 times. So anything that makes your body like where you're taking deep breaths in and out, and if you can't get yourself to do it on your own and you know it in your heart, you can't. Like I hate going to the gym by myself. I used to be able to just go to the, I was a like bodybuilder, right? So I go to the gym and I'm just walking around lifting heavy weights. I'm getting super swole and zero cardio, I hated cardio, right? So I'd rather see you do like some kind of like a fitness class, like where there's a group of people there. If you know you have a problem getting yourself to the gym, stop working out by yourself. Get into any kind of group class because it makes you do it. Like, hey, right when the clock starts, it goes off. Everybody in the room is doing all the same thing all at the same time. And that's where the magic happens, because by the time the clock hits 30 minutes or 45 minutes, class is over, right? You're sweaty mess, sweating, right? That's a way to get out a lot of toxins out of your body. So sauna, steam room, that kind of stuff. But if you just did those three pillars right there, the prayer, work on your nutrition, and just start any kind of exercise at all that gets you huffing and puffing, that's pretty much it. Those three things on a consistent basis over time and distance, that would make it 10 times easier for you to have a positive mindset. But if you start with positive mindset only, you're not going anywhere. I promise you. It's going to be like you're trying to pull an 18-wheeler with a rope. You know what I mean? It's not going anywhere. But the momentum starts mechanically and physically, and then it's easier to put yourself into an emotional good state, into a mentally good state where like me myself, like right now, I'm high as a kite. I haven't had any coffee. I had some green juice this morning with some beet juice and whatever else I got from Whole Foods, a pineapple juice. I just threw it all in the same container. I started driving, and then randomly on YouTube, that Joseph Rodriguez video popped up, and I was going to start listening to it, but I said, you know what? Let me drop this in the chat real quick. That way everybody else can kind of catch the vibe. But if you just listen to that, right, he's talking about being able to have the feeling and match that with your desire and all that stuff. None of that works without the physical. So that's why I wanted to have this phone call real quick to say, hey, look, there's a step one, two and three to having a positive mindset before you ever try to get yourself into a positive mindset. There's a lot of other things that you can do. And I think you can pull anybody out of this state, right? If it's depression, whatever it is, if you start with those three pillars, you can move mountains and you can move it for other people, but you can't give that to somebody else until you've done it for yourself first, right? Like we wouldn't be having this conversation right now if I didn't already do this for myself and practice it for the last, you know, 15 or 17 years to get to where I am today. And now, like I said, like now I'm just driving around, no stimulants at all. I didn't have any marijuana today. I didn't smoke any cigarettes. I didn't drink any coffee. I haven't had any alcohol, and I'm high as a kite right now. I didn't exercise this morning. You know, I didn't get up at 5 a.m. to meditate. It's just a regular day and I'm feeling amazing. And I'm not like this 7 days a week, but probably four and a half, five days a week for sure. So that's why I wanted to share with you guys is if you, oh yeah, yeah. How does all this pertain to business, right? Well, first things first, you have to be able to put yourself into that state of belief, right? Like, I just know damn well I don't have any proof that says that we're going to buy, you know, 500 more acres or 1,000 more acres this year. I have no proof of it, right? The contracts aren't here. The capital's not exactly in our bank account yet. It's not in the fund yet. But in my mind, in my heart, and in my body, I already know we already did it. I already know. And then you're thinking like, well, how? That's exactly how it has to start first with that level of certainty and belief. So if you know in your heart, I'm going to get a deal today. I'm going to get a contract today. I'm going to find a buyer today. First things first, did you start with the three pillars, right? Did you get in that exercise? Are you making the great food choices? Are you getting in the sauna? Are you getting out in the sun, making yourself sweat? Are you doing the three pillars? Are you praying? You know, maybe you don't pray 7 days a week, but, you know, can you start with 2, 4, 6, right? And you'll notice the more that you do those consistent three things, you feel like, you know what? I just have better luck now. I feel like I have more grace now. I feel like things are starting to work out for me a little bit easier now with less effort. And that's kind of where I think Daniel and myself are right now. Like now we're having like tremendous success. And even though we're still working 80 hours a week, only I can tell you is that I know in my body and my mind and in my spirit that I feel like the pressure is less now. Like I'm still working this similar amount of hours, but we're able to move a lot bigger. What's the word for it, Daniel?
We're more comfortable in our current state because we've grown to this position.
Yeah, yeah. So we can move larger amounts of capital, larger amounts of deals with less and less effort over time and distance. So it's like you're starting to get more ROI from your effort is what's happening now. But how did it happen? Again, like three pillars starting to move more. Like Daniel and myself have been having a lot of health conversations. We want to start steering the podcast to more health conversations for this reason. Because somebody can try to sell you the guru course. They can tell you, hey, our strategies and our contracts and the way we do things. But if you start with the three pillars, all that other stuff becomes easy. It's effortless. You kind of almost don't even need a course, right? Because it's like the way to hack life, like to have like the grace of God helping you on your side. And then a body, a vessel that can put in those 80 or 90 hours a week to make it happen. And when I used to put in the 80 or 90 hours a week, I thought I was going to die because it was just too much. Like it's wearing out my nervous system, wearing out my brain. But the healthier I get my body, the more that I exercise, the more that I move, the better food that I eat. Now working 80 hours a week is like nothing. It's like this is absolutely nothing because when you exercise, you're forcing your body to go through like these really traumatic experiences over and over and over again, which makes an 80 hour work week feel like nothing. Right. So that was it, man. That was the call. That's what I wanted to tell you. You cannot shift yourself into a positive mindset or into a state of belief until you work on your physical, your spiritual. If you start there, business becomes a lot easier. And what you think was a big deal, like, man, if I could just get my first contract where I make $100,000, and that's going to be the world. Those deals come more often and frequently and all the time when your body's ready to receive it. So that was the call, man. That was the whole point of the call. If you guys have any questions, I'll hang out and talk about it. I'll go deeper into something. So I'll just open it up real quick if anybody wants to chat or share a similar experience or ask any questions real fast.
Daphne says she took notes. I hope everybody's listening today.
Daniel heard it in my voice. Something about to happen. Better record it.
You got something, Israel? You're muted.
No, everything is fine.
Okay. All right. I think we're good, yeah, Anthony.
Yeah, that's it, guys. That's what I wanted to share with y'all. If you feel like you're hitting a wall, if you feel like you're living in the Groundhog Day and you're having the same thing over and over and over again and getting very little progress, it's because you haven't activated the three pillars. I promise you. I promise you, if you're struggling right now in your business, you're not doing the three pillars, which is a prayer, working on your nutrition, and then getting tons of oxygen into your bloodstream. That's all you really need to do, and then business becomes super easy. You start to feel, I call it luck. I like to use the word luck because it's like very relatable, but I mean grace, right? I mean the grace of God. Like things just start to go easier for you. Like I said, you get more ROI for your investment of time and energy. But that's a call, guys. Get out there, destroy it. And if y'all want to go any deeper on this or have any questions about it, text me, hit me up on Messenger or something, and I'll get back with you, try to help you take it to the next level. All right. Everybody have a blessed day, man. See y'all soon.
Thank you.